Easter, Week 2, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light, to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Through my sin there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Psalm 37 continued. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Psalm 37 concluded. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Heaven and earth rejoice, O Christ, alleluia, because you have risen from the dead, alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 4. At this point, I, John, had another vision, and saw an open door in heaven. And the voice that sounded like a trumpet, which I had heard speaking to me before, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this." At once the Spirit took control of me. There in heaven was a throne with someone sitting on it. His face gleamed like such precious stones as jasper and carnelian. All around the throne there was a rainbow, the colour of an emerald. In a circle around the throne were 24 other thrones, on which were seated 24 elders dressed in white and wearing gold crowns. From the throne came flashes of lightning, sounds, and peals of thunder. There were 7 lighted torches burning before the throne. These are the 7 spirits of God. In front of the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Surrounding the throne, on each of its sides, were 4 living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature looked like a lion, the second looked like a calf, the third had a face like a man's face, and the fourth looked like a flying eagle. Each one of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings, and they were covered over with eyes inside and out. They never stopped their singing, day or night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." The 4 living creatures sing songs of glory and honour and thanks to the one who sits on the throne, who lives for ever and ever. When they do so, the 24 elders fall down before the one who sits on the throne and worship him who lives for ever and ever. They throw down their crowns before the throne and say, "Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory, honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were given existence and life." Responsory from Revelations 4. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. His glory fills the whole earth. Alleluia." The seraphim cried to one another in this way, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. His glory fills the whole earth. Alleluia." A reading from the addresses of St. Theodore the Studite, the precious and life-giving cross of Christ. How precious is the gift of the cross! See how beautiful it is to behold. It shows no sign of evil mixed with good, like the tree of old Eden. It is all beautiful and comely to see and to taste. For it is a tree which brings forth life, not death. It is the source of light, not darkness. It offers you a home in Eden. It does not cast you out. It is the tree which Christ mounted as a king his chariot, and so destroyed the devil, the lord of death, and rescued the human race from slavery to the tyrant. It is the tree on which the Lord, like a great warrior with his hands and feet and his divine side pierced in battle, healed the wounds of our sins, healed our nature that had been wounded by the evil serpent. Of old we were poisoned by a tree, now we have found immortality through a tree. Of old we were led astray by a tree, now we have repelled the treacherous snake by means of a tree. Indeed, an unheard-of exchange. We are given life instead of death, incorruptibility instead of corruption, glory instead of dishonor. How right is Paul to exclaim, "Far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." For that supreme wisdom which flowered on the cross proved that the proud boasting of worldly wisdom was folly. The beauty of all the good gifts which grew on the cross cut out the shoots of evil. Throughout history, the most wonderful events have been only the symbols and foreshadowings of this cross. Consider them if you are anxious to learn. Did not God decree that Noah should escape from drowning in the flood with his sons and their wives and every kind of animal in a tiny wooden boat? And what of Moses' staff? Was it not a symbol of the cross? Now it changed water into blood. Now it devoured the false snakes of the magicians. Now, by the power of its touch, it divided the sea. Now it made the waves of the sea flow back together, drowning the enemy and saving God's true children. Aaron's rod was another symbol of the cross. On a single day it blossomed and showed him to be the true priest. Abraham too foreshadowed it when he bound his son Isaac and placed him on a pile of wood. By the cross, death was killed, and Adam restored to life. In the cross, every apostle has gloried. By it, every martyr has been crowned, and every saint made holy. We have put on the cross of Christ and laid aside the old man. Through the cross, we have joined Christ's flock and are granted a place in the sheepfold of heaven. Responsory. The cross is the tree beyond price, set in the centre of the garden of God, the tree on which the author of salvation, by his own death, overcame the death of every man. Alleluia. You alone stand out above the whole forest of cedars, the tree on which the author of salvation, by his own death, overcame the death of every man. Alleluia. Let us pray. By your will, Lord God, your Son underwent the agony of the cross to break the power of Satan over man. Give your people grace to rise again with Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.